Welcome back, everybody. I'm Ellie for Christians on Campus, and this week we continue our Bible study on the common faith. The topic for this week's message is to repent to God and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for regeneration. Our salvation starts by believing into the Lord Jesus and repenting of our past. Immediately after this, we are regenerated, which is to be born again. The Lord Jesus spoke about this in John chapter 3, where it says, "Unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God." In this week's material, we will get into the significance and the details of our believing, repenting, and regeneration. This week's key verses are Acts 20:21 and John 3:3. Acts 20:21 says, "Solemnly testifying both to Jews and to Greeks, repentance unto God and faith in our Lord Jesus." John 3:3 says, "Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God." We come to our first point, which is to repent and turn to God. Mark 1:15b says, "Repent and believe in the gospel." Acts 26:20 says, "But declared both to those in Damascus first and in Jerusalem and throughout all the country of Judea, and to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, doing works worthy of repentance." As used in Mark 1:15, the word repent literally means to think differently afterward. That is, to have a change of mind. To repent is to have a change of mind with regret for the past and with a turn for the future. Today, when we come into God's presence through prayer and are in front of Him, and we really repent, what does this mean to really repent? You know, we are the people whom God made for Himself. So on the negative side, we repent not only of sins and wrongdoings, but we also repent of the world and its corruption that usurp and corrupt us. We also repent of our God-forsaking life in the past. On the positive side, to repent is to turn to God in every way and in everything for fulfilling His purpose in making mankind. This is a repentance unto God. It is to repent and turn to God. Now, we're going to ask you to consider these very personal questions for yourself. What are you living for? Are you living for God? We come to our next point, which is God's dispensing, which is the gospel of your salvation. In this diagram, we see God and His incarnation, His human living, Christ's crucifixion and burial, and then we can see His resurrection and becoming the life-giving Spirit, and we also see His enthronement and His dispensing Himself into us. This is the gospel. Hallelujah! Now, let's focus on this dispensing. We come to our next point, which is to believe in the gospel. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that everyone who believes into Him would not perish, but would have eternal life." John 1:12 says, "But as many as received Him, to them He gave the authority to become children of God, to those who believe into His name." These two verses show us that, one, to believe in Him is to believe into Him, and two, to believe in him is to receive him into us. Ephesians 1:13 says, "In whom you also, having heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in him also believing, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of the promise." Thus, our faith in the Lord is through our hearing the word of the truth of the gospel. Have you heard the word of the truth? The gospel of your salvation? Well, let's practice the following declaration together. Lord, I believe into you. Lord, come into me. Now we come to our next point, which is regeneration. To be regenerated is to be born again. Jesus talked about this in the Bible in John 3 verses 3 through 6, where it says, "Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Here's another verse that talks about regeneration. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has regenerated us unto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." From these verses, we can see that regeneration is to receive Christ, who is the life-giving Spirit, into us as our life. To receive this life, we need to repent to God and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. To be regenerated, simply come to the Lord with an open and honest heart and say to him, "Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need you. Thank you for dying for me. Cleanse me from all my sins. I believe you rose from the dead. I receive you right now as my Savior and life. Come into me. Fill me with your life. Lord Jesus, I give myself to you for your purpose." Now we come to our final point, which is to become the members of the body of Christ. Ephesians 1:22 through 23 say, "And he subjected all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all." We need to point out this last important point. In his ascension, Christ is the head of the body of Christ, which is the church. Not figuratively, as in the president or the leader of the church, but literally. You can see there is a body in this universe, which is the body of the incarnated, crucified, resurrected, and ascended Christ. Finally, let's see how this wonderful head relates to us. Romans 12:5 says, "So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another." By believing into him and receiving him into us to be our life, we, yes, that's you and I, become the many members, the parts of this universal body of Christ. Praise the Lord! Now we come to our final prayer. How awesome it is, dear Lord Jesus, that you are now our life and that we are the members of your body. Amen.